Blog Talk Radio.
Who they talking about? They talking about me. Serena Speaks. A hot new show coming to you straight out of Atlanta, Georgia. The king of the South. So you can say, I'm the queen. Bring you nothing but the best and the hottest talent from around the world. I'm your host, Serena, and I'm about to speak. Are you listening? Of course you are. Hi, world. Welcome back. It feels great to be back. It's been almost a year. It's been 9 months ever since March, when my life just took a turn for the worse. But it's great to be back, and it's great to have overcame a lot of things in my life. So I'm more oriented on a few more things concerning life, and it's great to be able to talk to this wonderful woman that has been through what I just went through and overcame it, and also is an American vet, and she has overcame so much. She's a former homeless American vet that has overcame homelessness. And being a statistic of being out on the street after serving your country, and there's no need for anyone to be homeless after serving what's supposed to be this great country. If you're serving the people, when you come home, you should have a home just built, or your home that you left maintained. You should have things. You should have money in the bank that our country put in. You know, a deposit from the country from serving. You should receive more money than you receive. Your family should be taken care of. If you're wounded, if a appendage, if an arm, a leg is blown off, you should have paid for therapy. Everything should be the best. You should be loved by this country, but we are not. And that is in itself a shame and a travesty of not only justice, but humanity, because we are going in other folks' countries fighting for something that we have nothing to do with. We shouldn't be over there. We need to maintain our own country, build our own country up, and keep it. That's why they're coming here trying to destroy, because we keep going over there in someone else's business. But let's put that to the side right now. She has overcame that. She went and fought as a woman, left her kids behind as a woman, and came back and rebuilt herself as an American woman, an American veteran. And I don't think any veteran, woman, man, it should not matter. You should be treated with so much respect that when you walk up the street, everyone stands still. That's how much respect I give these people, risking their lives. But we're going to jump into this show, because she's wrote this wonderful book, and it's just, I love it. And I know you guys are going to love it. I'm not going to spill the beans. I'm going to let her get into it and tell us everything about it. You know, where was she coming from when she wrote it? And she had a co-author, and they did a great job. They did a great job, but I'm going to let her tell you her story, and I'm also going to let her tell you about her best-selling book that she just wrote. And this is not just the only thing she's done. She's written multiple plays. She's written multiple independent films. She's written multiple books. She has just did the thing and have a beautiful home and living in beautiful Orlando. You just can't ask for anything more. So we're going to welcome Miss Loretta, authoress Loretta Morris.
Hello.
Welcome,
how are you?
Miss White.
Thank you.
I'm great.
Thank you.
How are you?
Okay, I appreciate that great introduction.
you truly deserve it. You deserve it. So I want you to tell, for people who don't remember the shows we've done in the past, I would love for you to tell them about yourself, and also the things you've been through. First, we're going to tap on the service that you put in for our country. Could you please introduce yourself and let them know a little bit about yourself that preceded the book?
Okay. My name is Loretta, and I graduated at 17, and a month after I graduated, I went directly into the United States Army, and I served 10 years. While I was serving, I was married, and I became abused by my husband. And for about 8 years in the military, I kept trying to tell them what was going on, and they didn't believe me. They wouldn't help me in any way until I really threatened, that if they didn't do something, I would go to the German police. And so they finally took action after that. But when I got out of the military, I didn't know anything about claims or doing anything for disability, or I actually didn't know that I had a problem. But it turns out I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder because I could not keep a job. I couldn't get myself together. I was really mentally messed up and emotionally messed up. So it started there, and I couldn't. And because of,
go ahead. Go ahead. I just want to know, was your husband, was he in the service too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was also a soldier. Yep. And by me being so young, of course, I didn't know anything about abuse. I didn't know what domestic violence meant. And evidently, by being in the late 70s and early 80s, when that was going on, they didn't have anything in place in the military for that, help for that type of situation. So they didn't actually know how to deal with it. So it was something that you constantly be covered up. So that's why at this date, I have been fighting for 6 years for disability still. And they're constantly telling me it's, backlogs here and backlogs there. So with all the stress that I was going through, no finances, couldn't keep a job, that's what caused me to be homeless, because you cannot live in a place if you have no income.
Yes.
So I am dragging my 4 kids around with me at that time with no place to stay, going from house to house. Wherever I could go, I stayed in 4 homeless shelters, 4 different times, and it was very, very difficult for me, mentally, emotionally, physically. I was really going through the most, So I'm trying to get through this without crying. Okay.
Cry if you want to. You overcame a lot. You know what? We're not gonna cry. We're gonna clap. We're gonna clap because you did that. God was there for you, and you overcame so much.
You're right.
Fighting in your army, traumatized by it, and then being abused, and not only that, homelessness. You have just overcame so many statistics. We're going to clap. We're not going to cry. We're going to thank God for him being there for you and Jesus dying for you and for that mercy. You've been through so much, Candid, and now you're at this place in your life where you're stable.
Yeah.
Your children are grown, and they are so beautiful, all of them.
Yeah.
They're living their lives, graduating colleges. I've been keeping notes on you. They're graduating colleges, living in a beautiful state, and also their mother had. You're just doing so much, so many things. The books you've written, and I like to hear about the books you've written, and also about your films you've produced, and you know this best-selling book, Business or Love. That is why we're here today. So I would love to hear about all of that, and I'm going to clear the floor for you, and there you go.
Okay, thank you. Well, the first one I started writing was A Silent Scream, because it was based on all of the different hurts I was going through and my kids were going through at the time. So it seems like we were constantly crying out and asking for help, and no one actually seemed to have heard our cries. So that's where I started the stage play, because I said, okay, there's got to be a way where people can understand where my family is coming from, why we are hurting so much. So I wrote that first stage play, which was called A Silent Scream. And so that started me to writing more, and then I started writing poetry, and that actually expressed all the hurt and pain that I was going through. I was writing a poem a day, two poems a day constantly, because that was the only way I knew I could, you know, utilize my hurt and pain is through my writing. So then that's when I started the veteran program, Veterans Are Mad. And at first, it literally meant that veterans are pissed off mad. And then I actually said, well, that's not going to work, because veterans are making a difference. And that's what the MAD stood for, making a difference. So I started grabbing a lot of the veterans that had actually started doing things themselves in business, and I asked them if they would join me to help other veterans. So that's when I started doing the documentaries, basically, instead of films. It was documentaries about what the veterans were doing to help other veterans that were falling down like I was, and try to do a lot of prevention programs. And so it started getting a little rough for me because of my financial and mental and emotional state, that I ended up having a breakdown. And I mean, I had a breakdown where I had to commit myself into a mental hospital for 2 weeks. And actually, that happened a year ago today. Yes, last year.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, beginning of January, basically. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Honey, and it was just a struggle. So the only thing that I could do was my writing, and that's where my co-author came in at, because she was that one, Shanika Canty, was that one all the way in Brooklyn, New York, that would talk to me back to keep me, you know, going, and to keep me motivated and inspired, not to, you know, go completely on the deep end and just lose it, you know. So she kept on encouraging me.
Do you feel like your writing or therapy for you? It's a form of therapy for you to release.
Absolutely, Serena.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That is the only way. That and art. That was the only way that I was able to make it through, because it was a way of me silently expressing myself, you know.
And I apologize for not speaking on your nonprofit that you have going on, Veterans Are Mad. What is the status of it right now? Is it still continuing to help veterans that are coming home and being faced with homelessness, and just the indicative of the government is just so bad. It's horrible.
Yes, it is. And the only thing that I could do, Serena, after me having that breakdown, was I couldn't actually do it as a nonprofit anymore. So I actually do it as a project now, just to encourage them through the art, that they have to write their story. That's the only thing that I actually even have energy to do now, is to encourage them by writing, you know, all that hurt and pain down into two books like I do. That's the only thing I could, you know, have the energy for now, you know, because it was just such a health. my health was just completely deteriorated, and, you know, and all types of things were breaking down. Once one thing breaks down on your body, everything seems to go. So I just had to.
I understand. I truly understand that one. I'm so Humpty Dumpty's twin right now, you know. So, hey, I understand.
I know. But honey,
okay, so what mindset was you in when you evoked the book? When that thought came in your head and you decided to write that book, what inspired you to write that particular book, Business or Love?
Well, that one was actually inspired by Shanika. She came up with that title, and because we were both writing something so similar about our lives and what we were going through, the exact same thing, the business part of our life and the relationship. So we came together, and she said, well, what about business or love? So it went straight from there, and we were able to, you know, network with Well, actually, we got on a teleseminar that Nikki Woods was having, So You Want to Be an Author. So that just confirmed it. Everything for us right there. We were able to get all the information we needed from there. And Shanika, I tell you what, she is just a complete, I don't know, a pistol when it comes to getting the resources and doing all the research and, you know, that you need, and that's exactly what she started doing. So she actually helped make that whole entire thing, you know, great. I was doing that writing, but she was doing that, the research and how to make it happen and to make it a bestseller, because I didn't have a clue how to make a book a bestseller. I sure didn't. So she did so much work, and if it wasn't for her helping me stay, I mean, she pushed me, Serena, she really did. She pushed me, and she said, Loretta, when are we going to have this done? Come on, Loretta, let's do it. So if it wasn't for her pushing me like she did, you know, and I appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
So we did that thing together.
What is it predominantly about? What is the book Business or Love about?
Okay, the thing about it is the two protagonists, which Shanika and I are actually the characters, the main characters in the book, and we've taken it from our life, and it's basically why we both are still single, and we had to dig deep down into our history and our background to find out, well, why is it that we are still single? What did we go through? Why did we choose to do this over that? So we kept realizing that our relationships were being broken. Every time we started a relationship, it just wouldn't work because of one thing or another. But we made sure that we would hold on tight to taking care of our business, whether it be going to school, making sure our household was right, or running a business. So that was our priority, you know, and that's why we were more closer to making that happen before the relationship. Even though we wanted a relationship with, you know, with someone, it just would not work. And we didn't understand why, so we started constantly writing and trying to ask other people, well, if you had a choice, what would you choose? Business, taking care of your business, or a relationship. And a lot of people would just let go their household, let go their everything, and just try to make a relationship work. And others would do, well, I need to go to school. I need to finish school. I want to start a business and all of this. And then I will work on a relationship. So then it started becoming more interesting. And that's when we started pulling things together like that. So we're actually you know, giving people options and teaching them how to actually do more research on making both work, making their relationships work better, making their business. When we say business, that means your household, your finances, and everything work. And so that's why we had to actually, we learned from it for ourselves how to start taking care of our own finances, our housing, school, you know, and things like that. So it became a lot of fun. And but it tells a lot about our breakdowns, because we had breakdowns, suffer from anxiety attacks, panic attacks, suicidal thoughts. All these things are real that we went through, her and I. You know, and we want people to know that this is real, you know. The stress in going through these things, whether you're single, married, or whatever, it is truly, the struggle is real. Like we say, we didn't sugarcoat anything. You know, we want people to know that it is really a struggle, whether you have children or whether you don't. And so that's why I was coming from two different like, for instance, she's in her 20s, I'm in my 50s, you know. She doesn't have any kids, and I do. I've been divorced twice, and she hasn't. So it's putting all of that in there, so it's things coming from her point of view as well as mine. So people, and then we have a men's point of view in it as well. So it sort of covers everything. So
would you say that this is a biography of you two, or would you say that is fictional? It's based on truth, but it's fictional.
Exactly. Because the events are really, you know, truthful. But now, the one that I have coming out based on my military, I wanted to make sure I let you know that one, because that was supposed to come out first, and it's called A Silent Scream Is Silent No More, because I'm telling my story about what happened, what traumatized me, what actually happened to me and my kids while I was in the military, and what I went through after I got out. So that one is a very non-fictional, and it's very, very, it's a tearjerker. It really is. I even cry when I wrote it, when I rewrite it, when I reread it, I just cry. And it's going to touch people, because it's some real, real serious stuff in there. And that one's going to be coming out next month, A Silent Scream. So I have actually, you know, written that one. And like I said, it's going to be really a serious one. It's going to include my poetry. Huh?
I said, I can't wait. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, that one's going to be pretty serious. Because that's going to be a true story. It's just, I hate to put it out like that, but it's real. You know, and it may hurt my kids.
And that would benefit your fellow American veterans, whether female or male. They will identify with you and your travel, you know, the road you've been on since being released from the service, or since leaving the service. You know, I think people don't understand how hard it is. You know, they don't give you money like they should, and they don't understand how hard it is to be implemented back in everyday life after seeing everything that you see when you're across the country, or not across the country, across the world. So I want to also ask about your film. Are you filming?
Documentaries is what I'm working on. And that one is going to be based actually still on that, The Silent Screams, but it's going to be actually based on the, it's going to be hard to really put that one all the way together. So I'm working on some other films, but the documentary is basically on the Silent Screams from different veterans. And it's called A Veterans Cry. I can't remember. See, my mind is so, I can't, it's a veteran's cry. I can't remember.
I understand. Do you think about something else, it'll pop up in your head. While you're thinking, we're going to introduce your co-author, Ms. Shanika Canty, and just get her input on the book. And I want to hear everything you got going on, everything you're doing, and will you be filming soon in the city? Well, not Atlanta, but Florida, and how that, you know, because I think that would be an interesting film if you decide to film it and have actors play it out. Oh, my goodness. I think that would be great.
Well, that's what we want to do, yes. For business alone, yes.
That's a great idea.
We definitely want yes.
Yeah, and submit it into the short film festivals or the film festivals. I think that would be great, and that would be another avenue that American veterans are seen as not only vets, but women, mothers, fathers, you know, people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, we're going to introduce Miss Shanika Canty. Hi, Miss Canty.
Hi.
Hi, young lady. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm well. Thank you for introducing me. Like I said, this is all Loretta. I was just calling in to show my support, and I promise I'm not going to make you cry, Loretta. Yeah, I just wanted to come on and tell Loretta how much I love her and I appreciate her and how much she motivates and inspires me. And she is living proof that your testimony is your empowerment. And I'm just excited. I can't wait to read The Silent Scream and A Love Hangover. Loretta's just a powerhouse. And
yeah,
she is, like I said, she is just a living witness that God can meet you in the middle of nowhere and elevate you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like I said, this is about Loretta. This is not about me. I just love her so much, and I just love her, and I support her. And just look out for
that's
her work, her book set is coming. And, yeah, that's it.
So what was your mindset when you decided to co-author Business or Love? Because you guys are just on different spectrums, you know, different sides of the spectrum. Like you're the younger one, because we have kids older than you. Like you're the younger one. And then she's the middle-aged one. So how did that come together for Business or Love to even exist?
I'm gonna just give the cliff notes version because Loretta know the long version, but I don't want to be exposed to people business like that. But Business or Love was actually inspired by a relationship that was supposed to happen but didn't happen. But at the same time, when I was talking to that person, they were telling me, "Oh, Shanika, I understand your mindset. You know, we're going to be equally yoked and all this good stuff." Then I go on social media and you're in a relationship with another person.
Yeah,
so
they do that.
You were about to make me choose between, you know, building up my business or Loretta to enter a relationship with you when, oh, my gosh. So I was like, you know what? Loretta said, "Shanika, you could do this," but it felt like something was missing. It's like me and Loretta, we try to work on separate projects, but we still just end up coming together. When she added her character, Portia, yeah, it just rolled on from there.
Okay. And so in this book, do you guys' characters ever find love? Do you find that space between business and love that, you know, you can coexist?
I don't want to give away too many details.
I know, right?
Because I have to ask.
All right,
okay.
Serena.
All I'm gonna say is, you have to read part one because Portia and Keena are coming out with separate stories, and all I'm going to say is that each character is going to learn a lesson, and so are the readers. It can apply for your love for business or your love for a relationship.
Okay.
But so, what exclusives can you give me? I'm listening.
Would
that be a part two or another book following this one?
Yes, the two protagonists, Portia and Keena, who me and Loretta write for, they're coming out with their own stories. So all I could say is you could just the listeners, they could just go to businessorlove.com and subscribe to the email list, and it'll stay updated for everything. Because you know you don't want to give out too much, but you love book one, you'll love books two and three, and all that's coming in a Business or Love series.
Oh, so it's a series.
That's the exclusive. It's a series.
Yeah, let me say this one part, though. Okay, look, in Business or Love now, Keena and Portia are going to be more business, but now in their separate stories, they're going to be more personal. How about that? They're going to get real nitty and gritty in the other ones. So
okay.
We only giving people a taste in Business or Love, but then when they break apart, and they're still going to be working together, but Portia's going to tell her story in a book, and Keena is going to tell her story in a book. We're going to come out with the guys, the main, those guys that are main characters, we're going to tell their side of the story in their book. So it's going to be a series, like she said. It's going to be so fun. Yep.
I really do believe you, and I want to just salute you guys and congratulate you guys. And can people still get the book through Amazon?
Yeah, they can go for Amazon and Kindle. It's still available
okay,
for
Kindle,
purchase.
Awesome.
It's not going anywhere.
Okay. Okay. So, and have sales still continued to elevate since the launching of the book?
Yes, they have. Showing us so much favor. You know, me and Loretta were very transparent, you know, in the beginning. You know, you got to start from somewhere. And best thing about it is that, you know, a lot of people tell me and Loretta, I want to write a book. It's like, you know, don't hold yourself from publishing your story. And we're living witnesses that you may have the lack of resources, but when you're resourceful and you use the mind that God gave you, anything can happen. Because I'll be honest, when me and Loretta was working on publishing Business of Love, finances were challenged. I'm not going to lie. Finances was a challenge, but, you know, God made a way for us to get the cover done. And then we use you create space to upload it, and we made it happen.
And that's what's so beautiful about intelligence. You know, finance can be challenged, but intelligence can never be challenged. And that's so beautiful about that, because whatever you set your mind to do, you know, you will make a way, because when there's a will, there's always a way. And I'm just so glad you guys did that. And how did you guys meet?
We met back in July of 2011 on a social networking site called Tag. I was out of school, online bored, and I seen Loretta post the ad about at the time when but, you know, Veterans Are Mad Inc. was still up and running. And we just connected ever since. And then we met for the first time last year when we had our first networking event down in Atlanta. But it wasn't no weirdness because, you know, we connected so much over the phone within, I say, the past 4.5 years. So, you know, you never know the connections that God is going to put in your way, you know. So,
no, you don't. You know, and Loretta is such an engaging person.
Well, we're trying to get back to Atlanta, Serena, so maybe we can come down there and do a real nice either a stage play or book signing there in Atlanta, because Shanika and I are definitely wanting to come back down there so bad, or up there, rather, midway.
Okay. And I think that's a great idea, do a book signing, you know, let your book, you know,
yes.
There I go. My mind just slipped just then, too. You know, advertise your book, you know, let people know more about your book. I think that would be great, because it's going to really do a lot for people. And I just want to thank you guys for joining me today. And I'm glad you guys met and came together, because, again, you are two different spectrums. Like, I mean, two different sides of the spectrum, you know, the young and the middle age, and the experience and the unexperienced. But you guys come together because of the life experience you shared and the things you're going through, and you made a phenomenal book. And I just want to salute you on that. And I hope things keep going with you guys. And I really hope that Veterans Are Mad continues also.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try.
I think, you know, but we all go through things, but we have to have a support system. And that's
exactly
what, you know, you need that support system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
right.
I really do hope you guys get that back up and running to help other veterans, or at least let them be able to tell their story and reach out for some kind of assistance and help to the government, because they should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really should. So, Loretta, what's in the near future for you?
Well, basically now I just want to be a full-time writer. I want to actually do some of those stage plays that I've written, and definitely do some traveling and speaking, because I'm an advocate now definitely for domestic violence and homeless veterans. That is my main thing right now, is that advocacy for them.
So have you been contacting people about speaking at their universities or churches or, you know, nonprofits? Programs or etc. No,
I was going to wait until I had one of these books in my hand that shows sort of like a, you know, to authenticate me. So and since it was just done in November, I said I'm going to go ahead and knock out A Silent Scream 2 and at least have both of them under my belt, and then that's when I'll, you know, because I want to show these people that they can really do it, that I did it, you know. So once I can show them that I did it, then I can, you know, say, well, if I did it, you can do it. You know, that cliche, if I can do it, then you can do it type thing. So that's what's happening. Yeah.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and look at your home and look out the window at your view and the beautiful city that you post pics of, and which is a vacationing city? Do you ever just look around your surroundings and say, God, I made it?
All the time. All the time, Serena. I do. Because I tell you, I really remember when it was 10 times worse. I promise you that. So believe me, I am so thankful every day. And that's why I want to do so much more.
Yeah. Was family there for you?
Yeah, definitely there, yes. Lord knows I don't know what I'd do without my family, though.
Yes. I truly understand that. But unfortunately for me, I know what I had to do without my family. So you are blessed to have family that's there for you and to love and comfort you and support you and your kids. You know, but for me, my children is my family. I have relatives, but family and relatives are two different things. My family consists of five people that I birthed and all the grandchildren they got on me now. you know. Whoa. So I didn't have any. Yeah, I got one on the way. But yeah, I don't have any family, so I understand, you know, how important family is, and you just came so far, and I think you're going even further, and I mean, you guys just keep pushing it out, and you know what, I don't know how this is going to come together, but I just see great things coming from you, and I hope to be a part of it, you know. Yeah, and also to be able to tell you guys story, because this is not it for me. I plan to expand and keep doing me, but I've had a challenging year, and Loretta, you know a lot about that, so I just don't leave that there. Yeah. But I'm just getting back in on the scene, and I plan on staying and doing much more. I think a lot can be done from the veterans and domestic violence and grants and, you know, things given to help you, you know, to help other people. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing, getting the grants for you to be able to travel and to be able to speak to people, and also getting people, you know, to contact you to get you out there. You know, like, have you got in touch with anybody in New York as far as your plays or your book?
No, not yet. I haven't. Not yet.
I think Shanika is in a prime spot, New York. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that's awesome. You guys both. You're in the South and she's up north. You guys just hitting the spectrums.
I know,
different
right?
Angles, you know, so many levels. She's up north and you're down south, and you guys can just work together until you meet midway.
Yeah.
You know, grasping others along the way.
That's what we started with.
So is there anything else? Okay. And I've seen all the encouragement and supporters when your book launched. I was like, wow, the premiere of your book. It was awesome seeing everybody supporting you guys and telling you that was a great thing you was doing, and they was going to Amazon, they was buying the book, you know, and that's what you want. You want the supporters.
Yeah.
You need them.
Right. You're right. Yeah. So what we're trying to do now is to somehow or another get on the Steve Harvey Show for some reason. I don't know if it ever happened, but that's one thing we're going to be trying to do one day. Is to get on
just
the Steve Harvey Show.
It's possible. Just contact them. Just contact them. Whatever you want to do, don't procrastinate about it. Just jump out there and do it. You know, that's why they have phone numbers and websites. Just contact them. Let them know what you got, what you're, you know, handing down and what you have to offer. I'm sure that people will reach back out to you.
Well, I sure am going to do that, Serena. I am. I really am. Thank you for that encouragement.
I'll always be here to support and encourage you and Shanika and, you know, anyone else. I'm a very supportive person. And I think your book is going to help so many women lost. See, a lot of these women out here are lost. So that's why I love Shanika so much, because she's young and so intelligent and has embraced her womanhood with so much strength and force that I love it. Because these young women out here are just lost. They're lost.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go into that because I get real vulgar, because it's just horrible. You know, these women, they're not women. They're not even girls. A lot of them are just trash. I mean, they've lost. I mean, they're perceiving themselves as trash, so they act like trash. They're just lost, you know. And it's just, I love to see a woman that is not lost, a young woman that is not lost and that's reaching out to encourage other young women that you can do more, be more. Because to me, hearing her speak and the things that she's doing, that's what she's relating to them to me.
Exactly.
You know, it's no twerking and swallowing and all that stuff. I'm old, so I don't know. Look.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. But I want to thank you guys for joining me, and I want to thank everyone that listened in, and anyone that listened to the podcast of this show, hit these ladies' links, support these ladies, download their books from Kindle and Amazon, and buy their